And joining me in studio, some members of the Molly Hawkins School PTA, the president and vice president. We got Susan and Kim here. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Super excited about this big event happening, of course, this Saturday, June 1st. It's here. It's the third annual Molly Hawkins School PTA 5K Color Run Walk for Fun.
Oh, my God.
3 years in the making now.
Yes, it's amazing. It's super fun day. It's going to be colorful and messy and just a whole lot of fun.
You should
really come out. If you haven't signed up yet, there's still time to sign up. Mm-hmm. You can register day of, walk in. Registration tent opens at 9. Race kicks off at 10. Yeah, it's going to be great.
And it's a great location, Frybrook Fairgrounds. Of course, plenty of room to get messy and have fun with all the activities going on. And that's what it is. Each year, it seems to be getting bigger and better, more people getting involved. So let's talk about that. We obviously have the 5K Color Run for the PTA. We're raising money for that cause, your guys' biggest fundraiser. But lots of other stuff going on as well.
Absolutely. So this year is, in general, we are adopting the Bishop family. I'm sure you guys all, I'm sure people on the radio have heard about Melanie and that family. So a portion of our proceeds from that day will be going to that family to help. So it's really a community event where we try to give back to the community and also help. Every year, all the money that we raise for the PTA, we then help with all the teacher requests in the school. We are making sure that we get the things that our school needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I heard that there's some additions that need to be made to the playground for some much-needed shade, one of the causes that we're trying to fight
for. Yeah, shade is a huge problem over at Molly Hawkins. Their sun is just bright, and there's like this inch of shade around the building, and kids can't be hanging around the building when classes are going on.
Right.
So we need to get them out and, you know, out and undercover because it's hot.
Yeah, just one of the little things to take care of, mm-hmm. the stuff that you don't really think about when it comes to the schools and everything. Everybody thinks about the equipment, which is obviously important, and the supplies and all of that, but then there's those little details that you don't want to leave out. And then for you guys to share some of the proceeds with the Bishop family. We actually met Melanie at the For Your Paws Only event. Their 25th anniversary was this past Saturday. We met her with her little service dog and all of that, and what a great cause to get behind as well. And I love it when this community does get together, even if it is just the family. Everybody gets together and they support everybody that we possibly can.
Definitely.
So that is awesome.
Yeah, the biggest thing that PTA does is we advocate for children and families in our community. Mm-hmm. So this year, Molly Hawkins, we have adopted a kindness theme. So we're teaching all our students and community about how to be more kind. And this is just one way for us to show our kindness as PTA, giving back to the families that, you know, make up our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've done a lot of good events this year. Just to go through some of them, we had our annual trunk or treat that we do every year at the fairgrounds as well.
Mm-hmm.
Around Halloween, we do a turkey trot. This year, we had a family game night, which was phenomenal. Teacher Appreciation Week was hands down one of the best we've done. And then we started a new thing this year called Molly's Closet, which I don't even know if you know about.
I don't think I do. Let me know.
This is something that was started by the community. We had it in the works early on, but it is 100% free clothing for kids K-8.
Excellent. Awesome.
They are able to come on Tuesdays. So if you're around over the next Tuesdays, please come by 3 to 5:30. Mm-hmm. There is no money involved in this. This is just to give back to the community. And we've had multiple people within our school, Molly Hawkins, mm-hmm. shouting out to all of those people that have helped. They've washed the clothes, sorted them, got them all together. So it's hugely a community-based
That is
program.
Excellent. And where is that located so people know?
At the school.
Right at the school.
Right
so
at
nice
the school.
And simple. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. Very cool. And you guys did. You guys actually got a lot of Facebook attention that I noticed when it comes to your Teacher Appreciation Week. You guys really went above and beyond with that teacher appreciation, which is really necessary at times.
Definitely. They require or deserve more appreciation than just 1 week. Like, I wish we could do this more often than once a year.
Yeah.
They really go above and beyond for not only their students in their classroom, but for the entire school community. They really are a great group of staff.
They really are. The teachers, they do not get the recognition that they need. So this is just one way that we can hopefully help them, and then they can help us.
Absolutely. No, it sounds great. And this this event will add on to that. It's the 5K Color Run Walk for Fun. Again, that's this Saturday, June 1st. Registration will kick off around 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Big race starts at 10. And for those who haven't participated, let's explain that a little bit. Well, because we call it a color run, and everybody's, okay, what does that mean? There's a color party and all of that. So let's explain just a little bit. Just in case there's someone who doesn't know.
Right. So it's 5K, which is 3.2 miles. Sounds like a lot. But there will be different stations along the course, and you'll get blasted with color powder. So there's pink and purple and green and yellow, and you end up completely colorful, yeah, completely destroyed by the end. And it's just, it's amazing. Check out some of our photos that are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If anybody hasn't been, it's just truly a fun day for the family. All levels. You can bike, walk, run, dance, cartwheel,
yeah,
hula hoop if you want to. Like, just get out and have a great time. It's so much fun.
And I want to give a quick shout to our food vendors that are going to be here.
Yes, please.
So we've got Cheese Louise.
Wonderful.
We've got Ed the Pretzel Man. Now, if you know any pretzels at the Freiburg Fair, you know Ed. He's got his truck coming, and we also have Ease Eats.
Excellent. So we'll be able to get some snacks as we go.
Absolutely.
Snacks throughout the day. And again, the kids really love this event. They all light up. I mean, they're so excited to go through it. And then after the 5K, there's the color party where Magic 104 provides the music. And mm-hmm, that's when I really see people get the messiest, I think, is when really the color starts flying, is that big celebration that we have.
Just to see it all, like, blast, yeah, and this color is just everywhere.
It's like a sea of color.
It is a sea of color. It is just truly amazing and something you don't want to miss.
You guys can check out the link. It's on our website right now, conwaymagic.com. All you do is click on the 5K Color Run tab and it will bring you to the registration website so you can pre-register. $25 per individual, and then there's some discounts as the team grows, right, from what I understand.
Correct. That's correct.
Yep. Excellent. Okay, so I will share that link as well on Facebook. And like the girl said, you can go to the Molly Arcot School Facebook page, or of course even on Magic's Facebook page. We have all types of pictures from previous years, and we're gonna add to that pile, and we cannot wait for this. It's the 5K Color Run Walk for Fun, and it's happening this Saturday. Get all those details, conwaymagic.com. And of course, we have some of the premier sponsors here. We have Diane Rio of State Farm, who's hanging out in the background here in studio.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Diane. And then, of course, Salt and Light Photography and Mount Washington Valley Towing. We want to thank, of course, all of our sponsors for helping out with this event.
Definitely,
so much fun.
Without them, we couldn't make this happen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
we'll see you this Saturday for sure. We'll be broadcasting live as well. This is the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.